Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. The Nick and Nan Radio Show is all about you, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, your successes, your failures, your pluses, your minuses, your alphas, your omegas, your sense of humor. Get ready to feel better about life, love, and the pursuit. Here's Nick Allen and his loving wife, Miss Nan.
Well, it's just me today. I'm Nick. Glad you're here. Miss Nan sends her regards and her best wishes to you. She is hanging out with Mom today. Hanging out with her mom. Mom just got out of the hospital yesterday. They decided to put a feeding tube in her because she hasn't been eating for the little bit over a month. I mean, down to 75 pounds. And we were getting scared, getting a little bit worried about that. So the doctor came in a few days ago and said, we're going to put a feeding tube in you. And she finally agreed. So that is what happened. So Miss Nan is making sure that Mom is resting comfortably. And let's see, several people are going to be by the house later on today, like the home health is going to be there, as well as the speech therapist. So hopefully between now and pretty much the end, I mean, it's inevitable. We all got to go sometime. I know we hate to admit that, but between now and the end, hopefully Mom will be able to speak, and that'd be cool. Glad you're here. And if you want to jump on board today, it's very easy to do. We're live, 1-888-463-6748. That is 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Coming up later on at the bottom of the hour, today is an Alpha and Omega day on the Nick and Nan Radio Show. We're going to have Stacy Hall, and she is the CEO and founder of the Hall Institute of Strategic Wellness. She wrote a best-selling book called Chi to Be, and she's going to be on the show later on today. She is a spiritual healer, a certified healing coach, a certified aromatherapy coach, a CARE-certified raindrop technique practitioner. We'll find out what the raindrop technique is, and also a licensed and certified NIA, NIA technique instructor. A lot of titles. So we'll find out how those titles work when we talk to Stacy later on at the bottom of the hour. Have you been following the Olympics? It has been so confusing. I mean, NBC rocks as far as Olympic coverage goes, and it's been like that for forever. However, you have so many different choices, and you're not sure on when your favorite sport is going to be on. You got NBC, you got CNBC, you got MSNBC, you got NBC Sports. So many channels, it gets really confusing. And I was talking with our producer extraordinaire Dave before the start of the show. I'm interested in the Taekwondo, because being a Taekwondo practitioner myself, it's like, when is Taekwondo going to be on? Checked out judo yesterday, which was really cool. The Americans walked off with a bronze medal, which was nice. But I guess Taekwondo is not going to be on today, so I'm going to have to go on to the NBC.com website, or NBCOlympics.com website, to be precise, and find out, okay, when's Taekwondo going to be on so I can sit back, have a bowl of popcorn, and check that out. And like I said, it gets really confusing. But did you see the opening ceremonies? I thought they were just phenomenal. How can they improve every 4 years in the Olympics with the opening ceremony? Huh? I mean, did you think that Queen Elizabeth would actually parachute? She was a Bond girl and parachute out of a helicopter for the start of the Olympic Games. I thought it was just amazing, but it was very cool, very nice, and hopefully the Americans will come out on top. I think in the last medal count, well, I'll put it this way. They're second behind, if I'm not mistaken, Great Britain. I gotta check on that. So we have several days left of checking out the Olympics. So got that going on. Shifting gears for a second. Have you checked out the news? This thing that's going on with the Jackson family. It's if I had hair, I'd pull it out, because it's all about money. Michael Jackson's three kids, Paris, Prince Michael, and Blanket. What a name. Goes through life. What's your name? Blanket. What? Blanket Jackson. What? What's your name? Prince Michael. What? Okay, so it's all about money. And the siblings, Janet and Randy Tito, all of them are just, it's all about cash, because they aren't working. However, I heard somewhere that the Jacksons are on the road this time around to perform a tour, probably to get cash because they basically need it. But Katherine Jackson, no longer the guardian. Tito's son, AJ, is now the guardian, based on the court proceedings anyway. And it's a fight to the finish. Joe Jackson is nowhere to be found, because you would think that he would have a stake in all this money stuff, you know, being the guy that he is. If you watch the Jacksons at American Dream, you know what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, we'll keep you posted on that. So jump on board this morning. It's very easy to do. Love to hear from you, by the way. It's 1-888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. Let me pull up my chat here. China has the most gold with 9. Now, China has the most medals with 18. Okay. So China has the most medals with 18, but U.S. has the most medals with 18, but China has the most gold with 9. And did you hear about this? The gold medal is not all gold. I think it's 0.25% gold. And one of the American male judo competitors, I don't know if you heard about this, decided to take his gold medal in the shower. He took his gold medal in the shower and dropped it in the shower, and it broke. It broke. So does he get a replacement, or is it like too sad, so sad, bye-bye? Really, just too funny. Why would you take your gold medal into the shower? Really? Why? Ah, Dave, thank you. You were just the bomb diggity dude. The Taekwondo schedule, if you're interested, next Thursday, August 9th, 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m. on MSNBC. Let's see, semifinals in Taekwondo. They continue on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on MSNBC and NBC Sportsnet. So good. I like that. So I'm just going to set the DVR and make sure that I check that out. I had a friend of mine many, many years ago, actually when Taekwondo was first instituted in the Summer Olympic Games, a friend of mine who I used to train with. I'm 54 years old, gang. So I taken martial arts many, many. I started when I was 13. So, let's see. What's her name? Andrea Rojas. Won an Olympic gold medal when Taekwondo was instituted in the Summer Olympic Games. And I was so proud of her. It was very, very cool. All righty. Let's go ahead and do this. I'm out of breath. And let's find out what's happening in the world of the dumbest criminals who could ever walk the face of the earth. It is time for the Stupid Criminal Report.
You filthy criminals.
It's time for the Stupid Criminal Report. Actual news stories about actual stupid criminals who actually do stupid things.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
In order to get their few seconds of fame and notoriety on the Nick and Nan Radio Show.
Alrighty, let's go ahead and run this down. You know, probably a better option would have been a Slurpee, and I'll tell you why. The extreme heat around much of the country, including here in Florida, where the show is broadcast from, continues to bring out the worst in our bozos. An example being today's story out of Belleville, Illinois. Sweltering in triple-digit temps, our bozo couple decided the best way to cool off was to take a dip in a swimming pool. Now, it sounds like a good idea, right? Except for three crucial mistakes. Number one, it wasn't their pool. And the neighbor who did own the pool didn't like it. Number two, they forgot their bathing suits and decided to jump in totally naked. But naked. And number three, it was 11:30 in the morning. And the pool and its naked intruders were in full view of neighborhood children. And with that third strike, they were placed under arrest.
Mommy, who's that in the pool? And why don't they have any clothes on?
Okay, like I said, probably a better option would have been a Slurpee, you think? If I hear the horse one more time, our bozo for today comes from Peoria, Arizona, as opposed to Peoria, Illinois. Maybe a criminal in the eyes of the law, but we can certainly sympathize with his actions. Peoria police were called to a band camp.
You know, in band camp.
I'm sorry, I had an American Pie epiphany for a second. to a band camp where 52 Peoria high school students were practicing until late in the evening. Now, according to reports, our unidentified bozo got out of his vehicle, waving a gun and yelled at the students, "Stop making noise! Morning and afternoon is okay, but nighttime is not." He then got back into his car and he left. Police are still looking for our bozo, and no word on whether evening practices have been curtailed. And finally, you mean there's a second floor? Well, our stupid criminal for today comes out of Port Orange, Florida, where bozo John Parker accidentally shot himself in the hand. And after receiving treatment at the hospital, our bozo and his wife invited police officers to come to their home. This may be a best of stupid criminal report, if I'm not mistaken. We may have done this already, but anyway, it's still funny. Come to their home to show them how to safely unload and store his guns. Now, it sounds kind of like a good idea, you think, except for one small little detail that was left out. On the second floor of his home was a large marijuana growing operation with 46 plants. And our bozo attempted to throw his wife under the bus, saying he never went up to the second floor and it was solely her operation. Well, the cops didn't buy this excuse, and both our bozo and his wife were indeed busted. Thanks to Dave Moreland for the stupid criminal bozo report that he provides to us each and every Tuesday right here on the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Actual news stories from actual stupid criminals who do dumb things to get their fame on the show. Because really, when you think about it, it's pretty, pretty funny. I think so as well. So if you want to check out some super criminals, just do a Google. Dave Moreland. That's M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D. And I guarantee it, you will laugh your socks off. 1-888-463-6748 is the number. 888, go for it if you want to. Jump on board, get in line, say hi. And actually, ask questions for our guest that's coming up at the bottom of the hour, Stacey Hall. If you are stressed to the snapping point, and I know you are, trust me, because I feel your pain. If you are stressed to the snapping point, you need to jump on board and ask Stacey Hall questions on how you can chi. In the martial arts world, there are so many different ways to attain chi, to attain your wellness, to attain your well-being. Is somebody knocking on my door? Yes, somebody is knocking on my door, and I'm doing a show. Thank you very much. Okay, cool. It's Deanna. No, I don't. I hate my yoke. Okay. That's our daughter, Deanna, coming back from running some errands. So 1-888-463-6748. Sorry for the intrusion. 1-888-463-6748. 888, go for it. Now, getting back to my thought here. If you are really stressed out, and especially nowadays with the unemployment rate still holding steady at 8% nationwide, maybe a little bit more than 8% nationwide, you've got to be stressed out because it's really hard to find a job. How do you get that wellness? How do you get that moment of chi? How do you reach it? We're going to ask those questions and find out with our guest. Stacey Hall is going to be with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. So make sure you get your questions ready. All righty, going to take a quick pause for the cause, and we're going to come back with more stuff. Celebrity 411 on the way, finding out what's going on. Maybe rate your Olympic best moments, worst moments. Find out what's happening in the world of movies and find out what's happening in the world of your favorite stars. After these messages, you are listening live to the Nick and Nan Radio Show. Just Nick here, live on TalkZone.com. Back in a minute. Don't move.